So one heck of a game out there today. Obviously a very tight game as the feud between the two of you of your team seems to start developing.
Yeah, you know, coming off a back-to-back, but for my first time playing against the Jets, so, and you know, all the boys told me they start out strong in their own building, so we had to be prepared. You know, they sort of took it to us the first 5 to 6 minutes there, and you know, once we got our feet under us, we just kept building and getting better as the game went on.
Obviously a lot of physicality in the game today. From your perspective, seeing a lot of it up close and personal, do you see though that there is going to be a rivalry that's going to continue through the season?
Yeah, you know, it was a war out there. You know, you just saw a lot of guys getting clipped in the face and, you know, a lot of big hits and, you know, potential fights. So it's definitely it's going to be fun. You know, we still get a lot of games against them left as the first one. So, you know, they get a skilled, quick team with a lot of offensive talent. So we're going to have our hands cut out, or work cut out for us. Sorry.
Players are asked a lot about afternoon games. Do you like afternoon games, or is it to you, is it just another game?
I actually enjoy them. You know, 3:30 is an odd time, I find. But, you know, I sort of like afternoon games. You can get up in the morning and do your walk and sort of get going, you know, get the game out of the way. You know, sometimes 7 o'clock games get a little old, so it's nice to change it up a little bit, so I don't mind it.
Nice was it to end the road trip with the back-to-back afternoon wins?
Yeah, it is. You know, we can get home tonight and get sleep at a decent hour, too. You know, two huge wins after two tough losses, you know, to start of the trip. To be able to get back on a winning note, be able to head home, it was crucial for us, especially, you know, ending this road trip and starting back at home where, you know, we always usually have some good success, so it's going to be big for us.
As a franchise, the Blues have really been improving over the last couple of years, and with that, of course, comes a lot of fan adulation. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like for you guys to now be getting all the autograph requests, getting a lot of the fans cheering a lot louder at the game?
Yeah, you know, well, for me personally, it's my first real season in the league, so I'm still sort of adjusting to it, but, you know, we get a lot of, you know, you get Vladdy and Schwartzy, you know, young guys that are blossoming into stars in the league, so it's just sort of natural the way that comes, but it's good to see, you know, and every building that I've been in so far, you always see a fair share of, you know, Blues jerseys in the stands and warm-ups and stuff, so it's nice to see the fan support throughout the league, and obviously our fans at home are great for us. So.
Was there anybody that, as you were growing up, that you really idolized, or anybody that you went out of your way to meet, get an autograph from?
Actually, John Van Beesbrook was my favorite goalie growing up, and my aunt sort of had a connection through her work with a guy, and I got an autograph from him, so that was probably my biggest one. Martin Brodeur is my other idol, but was hoping to get to play against him, but never got to meet him. So.
Yeah. It's a little bit weird not to have Jay in front of you, because he's played 737 consecutive games.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable streak. It's pretty impressive, you know, especially to us players, you know, to be able to go through that grind and somehow play all those games is pretty amazing. And, you know, it's weird not to have him in front of us. Definitely missed. You know, he's such a just poise, his speed, his intelligence out there. But, you know, Butsy came in his first game with us this year and did a great job, I thought, from a goaltending perspective. So it'll be great to have Jay back, but Butsy did a good job today.
Thanks, Jake.